have reached White Beach Confession.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
motherfucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon, green, soft bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here. Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt,
fucking
piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
98.6. Hello there, bitches. I'm Dwight. Hi. I'm here to do calls. This is my first day. I hope everybody gives me a little bit of slack for the show. I'm new here. I'm trying to put myself out there and do humor stuff. So hopefully everything's good, okay? Like, don't judge me too hard. Don't judge me too hard. Hang on. Hey, Skype. Here comes Skype. I'm gonna come get you. Hey, Skype. All right. Yeah. All right. Hi.
Hello.
Oh. Hi.
How y'all doing?
White machine.
Oh yeah. Hi. So my arm's starting to heal a little bit. I don't know if I can put it over here and make it see. Where is the angle? There is the angle. Like it's starting to heal. It's in the corner. But that's a lot better looking than it was last week when I went to urgent care. I gotta put the creams on it here in a few
right
minutes.
Arm, it's not.
Yeah, it's over there, like right there. It's like you see where it rolled down my, where it rolled down my fucking wrist and stuff there. But yeah, it's healing nicely. Matter of fact, while I'm thinking about it, I'm gonna put the creams on. Actually, let's dial a number while I put the creams on and see what we can get to, and then we'll just kind of introduce the rest of the shit that's going on. All right.
Hello.
I'm looking for Jennifer.
This is her.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Dwight calling from over here at Chase Bank, and I understand you're still having an ongoing problem.
What do you mean, ongoing problem?
Well, you made the payment arrangements with us, and you said you were being assessed some late fees.
Yep.
Okay. And now, did Karen talk to you and get that squared away, or is this still occurring?
I didn't even talk to a Karen. I talked to some guy this morning. I believe his name was Lee.
Lee actually works for Karen, but Karen marked here that she spoke with you personally.
Nope, I'm not talking to a Karen. The only people I've talked from Chase is that Alejandro and this Lee guy.
Lee, okay. Yep, okay. Give me just a second here. I'm just going to correct some of these notes that Karen has left for me. Let me see here. She spoke with the ethnic department on two occasions. Okay, and was Lee or Alejandro able to get that squared away for you?
Well, when I talked to Alejandro, that was last month when he set up the payment arrangement for me. Super okay. Nice guy, but your guy, Lee?
Yeah.
Piece of crap.
Okay. Oh, so Lee's customer service
was not. He was not helpful by any means.
Okay.
And his customer service was terrible.
Okay. And
I'm a little bit irritated with you guys. And at this point, I wish I didn't even have my credit card with you guys.
I apologize. Could you let me know exactly what was wrong with Lee's customer service interaction with you?
I kept asking him, first of all, why my payment is still going to be over $300 next month when my account balance is $200 less than it was for my February payment, which was my balance then was like 9,400 and some odd dollars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My minimum payment was $250.
Right.
My balance now is 9,200 and something, and my payment is still going to be $338. The dude could not explain to me or justify why it's still $100 more next month.
Okay.
All he kept repeating was, well, that's the remaining balance after you making your $347 payment yesterday. No, explain to me why when my account balance is $200 less than it was a month ago, but my payment is $100 more. That makes no sense to me. None.
Okay. Look, from what I can see here, is the variable APR based on the WSJ? And... basically, the interest rate went up to 33%.
And hey, why did it go up to 33%?
You didn't even
tell me that.
That's because of the late payments. So what we're trying to do still is play catch up on the bill. So you've been paying off just the interest. You haven't been touching the principal. And so with the new system that we put in last month, that's also compounded hourly.
That's also what?
Compounded hourly.
Okay.
And that's because when we put the payment plan in, you were actually put into, we have what's called a deadbeat clause in there. And so with that, you're going to pay the higher APR, which is when it went up to 30%.
Okay. And so when is it going to go
back?
Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. I thought I heard something in the background.
Well, I thought it was on your end.
Oh, no. I'm in my office. That kind of threw me off a little bit. You know what? What I wanted to do, because I work the customer service angle, but I'm no good with numbers. So what I want to do is transfer you over to one of my specialists. And I'm going to let him know exactly what's going on so he can, instead of you have to repeat everything, we'll just go ahead and he'll just get right to it.
Well, what's frustrating is you guys call me and ask me what's wrong, what happened as to why I was late in February.
Right.
I explained that I had back surgery.
Pregnant.
We're still playing catch up.
Mm-hmm.
We're having to make double house payments. And so it just kind of compounded in February. You guys work like, oh, we'll work with you. Oh, we'll work with you. Let's do this, that, and that for you. So the meantime, I say yes, I agree to it. You guys charge me a late fee because you set it up after my payment due date. So I get assessed a late fee based on the payment plan that you want to set up for me to, quote, work with me.
Right.
And now you're increasing my APR because I'm in this deadbeat plan because I'm late. I'm late, yes, but you guys were supposed to be working with me. So basically you're just double screwing me and making it harder for me to catch up, because how am I going to now afford $100 more a goddamn month? Because you guys just increased my APR and charged me a late fee.
Okay. I do apologize.
But yeah, we want to work with you, Ms. Newstater, so that we can help you out. You're right. Not helping me out. You're putting me further in debt.
Well, that's how we make money. I don't know the ins and outs of it myself, but Mr. Shitwill.
That's how you guys make money, but yet I'm getting screwed on the back end.
Right.
Because you're increasing my bill by making money off of me, but yet, we're helping you, Ms. Newstater. The fuck you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, please hold. Mr. Shit, are you on the other line?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Shit. I've got a woman on the other line. Her name is Jennifer. They're calling in through the deadbeat department, and you've got to explain these numbers to her. She is very riled up.
We call it customer retention, but yeah, deadbeat's fine.
Yeah, well, she's very riled up. I'm like 90% sure it's possible that she is menstruating currently, but you're gonna have to deal with that.
I'm menstruating?
So I'm gonna go ahead and patch her in.
Let's keep it professional.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll patch her into you. She hung up. Nope. She hung right the fuck up.
The music is playing. I'm not sure if you're.
Well, it's supposed to be where I'm transferring. Yeah, yeah. I don't have a phone ringing sound. That's
she
the problem.
She went to go get her mini pads.
She was fucking bears.
Hello.
Hello, man. I'm sorry. Hello? I was in the middle of transferring, so we didn't have to do a cold call. Mr. Shit. And he's going to be able to help you explain.
You were what?
I was transferring him to you so that he can explain the APRs. Mr. Shit, Chit, is his last name. First name is Kevin. And so I wanted to transfer him over to you so he can explain the numbers a little more clearly than I'm capable of. It seems when I put you on hold to let him know what the situation.
Give me his name again.
The first name is Kevin, K-E-V-I-N.
Can you please give me his name?
Uh-huh, and the last name is spelled C-H-I-T.
And what is your name?
My name is Henry. And the last name?
And what's your customer ID number?
It is S as in Sam, P as in Paul, the number 3, R as in Randy, M as in Michael, 1151, B as in boy.
Okay.
And he'll be able to explain it a little more clearly. I do technical support, but when it comes to numbers, he's really the person that you're going to want to talk to.
Well, if it's technical support, then why were you calling me?
No, not technical support, customer service. I don't really do anything with technology. I'm a people person. So I got the gift of gab. So they let me speak to people. I'm sorry. But I did talk to him. I explained the situation to him. So he knows everything that's going on. He's gonna be able to help you out. And I'm sure much better than Alejandro or Lee did.
Okay.
So give me just a moment and I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you.
Hello? This is Kevin.
Hello.
With the customer retention. How can I help you?
Well, I don't know. You guys called me, so you tell me how you're going to help me.
Okay. I have this paper here. It has our menu of options. Would you like the sausage meatballs? Oops. Killed it just for that shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. We're good. We're good. She's all kinds of pissed off.
She'll call that number back.
She'll definitely call it back.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for James.
Sorry, you have the wrong number.
Oh, okay. This isn't James?
No, this is not James.
Oh, okay. You sound like...
I've been getting a lot of calls.
Oh,
a lot of calls for him, but I am not James. I am a female, so sorry.
Oh, I don't. You sound like you have a hair lip.
Well, you sound like a fucking asshole, and don't ever fucking call me back, bastard.
Hey.
She sounds like she'd tell them brass to shut the hell up in the back too.
Yep. Hi, how are you?
Okay, who's this?
Is Dwight? You told me to call.
I did. This is Michelle. Are you sure?
Yeah. You told you earlier. I messaged you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I didn't call.
I woke up and took a hot shower. I thought it was morning. I was like, I'm going to church, and then I come out and it was dark. I was like, damn, I slept all day.
Oh. Yeah, no, you told me to call. You told me to call, but I didn't call back as soon as I could because I had to drive.
Okay.
I had to drive.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've been busy. I've been moving the last week, so I'm kind of out of it. I slept all day. I needed it. I've been crazy, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Nice
you're
to
good.
Meet you.
No, it's good to meet you too. So, how long have you been on this app?
I don't know, about 6 months or something. I really don't even check it, but I check it very infrequently these days. I have a lot going on other than dating, so I just really have been focused on other things like small business and my new apartment and just a lot of opportunities.
Okay, all right. I called earlier and you didn't pick up, and I don't know, maybe you were in the shower then.
I was probably in the shower.
Yeah. I thought I missed my opportunity.
No. So how long have you been on the app?
Off and on the last year and a half. But I'm like the same way. I'd go, you know, a couple months and I just get bored of it. Yeah. No real bites, you know.
I get a lot of stupid comments and indecent proposals. I'm like, you don't know me like that. You better come at me with respect. I'm 58 years old and I'm not one of these girls. I'm a grown woman. And you better to have a little finesse. You're not just going to... You know, I'm not about hookups, sorry.
Right. Yeah. Like, the people these days, they don't know.
Back in the 80s, yeah, Quaaludes and cocaine, all about that. Now I'm older, I have more different priorities, you know?
Yeah,
substance in my life.
I still do a little, because I do some light truck driving, so, like, I do a few lines every now and again just to get me through.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm not messed up about that. It ain't what you do until you do it.
Right.
All things in moderation. I don't lobotomize myself anymore.
Yeah, right. You're not going, like, you like to remember what you did. Like, you know, when you went out and you had a good time, you do too much.
It's kind of funny. My mother used to say, Michelle, don't you want to be in your right mind, know what's going on around you? I didn't then. Now I totally understand her concept. I'm like, I've turned into my mother, and there's no better person I can think to be. I love you, Mom. I'm going to come see you soon. You and Grandma up in heaven. I love y'all. Anyway.
Right. Like, I had one, and this girl, she was, I don't know, she was probably like 25, and she's like, oh, like, she was nice, but I'm like, you're a little young. She's like, oh, sugar daddy this, sugar daddy that. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Drama and trauma. She's just trying to get in your pocketbook, and then she's going to bust your head and go on.
Yeah. No, I'm too smart. I'm too smart for that. No, like, I dodged
that's
fentanyl.
That's what I'm saying. That's how they always do. They treat me like that girl acts is what it is, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, they don't, like a lot of guys, 25. They don't know how to be gentlemen these days.
Well, you see, I was a nurse at the state hospital, the forensic unit, criminally insane. I'm from New Orleans. Been watching Freaks. Since I'm 6 months old, my mom and dad used to pack us all in the station wagon. Let's go have hot chocolate and beignets at 11 o'clock at night in the French Quarter. So I've been watching Freaks all my life. I tell these juniors, I know what you're going to do before you do it. Stop going sideways.
Right.
All right? I guess I'm going to have to tax that ass and then bust that head because y'all don't know anything other than that. Bunch of dope fiend moves. There's nobody... It's craziness.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're not going to come straight, like, if you're not going to make your intentions known, I mean, right off the bat,
right,
like, because you're not fucking slick. Like, we, you know, at our age, we've been through things.
Their intentions are to get whatever they can from you, get high, and move on. That's their intentions. That's what I mean, dope fiend moves. That's all they got. It's sad, really.
Yeah, well, how many dope fiends do you deal with on a daily basis? Like, I deal with
everywhere.
It all the time.
Are
yeah.
You kidding? I live in Paris Tower downtown. I'm on the ninth floor. This is Jungle Fever. I got Jungle Fever. I'm from New Orleans. I can hang.
Right.
Bunch of, there's more connects up in this bitch. And yeah. Bunch of dope fiends. No food, no cigarettes, begging. Like, man, go get you some food instead of a hit. You don't even have a fucking lighter, but you got dope.
Right. And they're the type of people, like, they'll look at you cross-eyed. If you go in, so you're like, you're going to go get a Little Debbie snack, and if you don't, you know, give them the change from that $5 you had, then, like, they're
all pissed off at you. You know what I do? I was there. I've been there before. God pulled me out of the fire, and I'll help them out the fire, but I ain't going back for nobody but my children to help.
Did you ever use the needle?
No, okay. I didn't. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, it's a cleaner way to get it in your body because you're not affecting your lungs or anything.
Yeah, as well. I mean, as long as you're not sharing. People get real sloppy.
People get real sloppy. That's why I was a nurse and I know all about infectious diseases.
Yeah. Well, you did time at the hospital. Like you know about like all the steps that people take to you know sterilize everything and.
Of course, universal precautions and having something sterilized are two different things. But yeah, I use universal precautions everywhere. Just assume it's contaminated. That's how we do in the hospital and act as such, you know.
Yeah, I gotta like. It just came to my mind. I don't know why. Do you look skooma?
Do I what?
Like skooma? You know what that is?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I didn't either. I thought it was a well-known
what
term. It's like basically like you look really really nice, but like inside you're a mess. But I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
You're into people being a mess inside and looking good?
Yeah.
You can't radiate something you don't have. So if you're a mess inside, honey, I don't care how much makeup you put in. I can see your calm. I can see your aura, and I'm empathic. I can feel you.
Yeah.
So I don't want any of that.
Oh, is that kind of like that that one massage? What is that? The chakra massage or whatever there?
Chakra.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with being ugly inside and pretty on the outside. I don't get that. That's duplicitous.
Okay. Well, skooma is a drug in Elder Scrolls too.
Why would you like someone that is presenting something and doesn't even know who they are?
Well, because if you get somebody when they're down, like they can only go up from there, and like you get to see the ascent.
Well, then and you can also mitigate too, and that's not cool. That's using somebody's weakness or their frailty and exploiting it. That's not good.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Like, I got a question though. Do you got all your teeth?
No, I'm about to get veneers on the front.
Veneers? Like, you must have some good insurance.
Yes, I do. I have Medicare and Medicaid.
Oh, okay. See,
I'm
going to
get everything for
them. Those are going to be white as, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, this way, when you take your dentures out, you still look like you have teeth in, because they put the cap on the implants just in the front.
Oh, so that the jawline is all filled out and everything? It doesn't...
Well, when you take your dentures out... Even though you don't have them in, that you still have the implants in the front, so it doesn't look bad.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm kind of picturing it.
$20,000. The dentist had found a way to work around the cap. I get $3,000 a year for dental, so.
That's not your copay, but that's what you get to actually like. That's
yeah.
The amount
I don't
of work
have any copay. So I don't pay anything out of pocket for anything.
Okay.
Plus, I get $180 U card to go towards food and utilities over the counter. But my utilities include, I only pay $270 a month for everything in my apartment.
Oh, for the whole apartment? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I need to find me one of
those
joints.
I'm on the ninth floor, too. I've got the best view. You should see it.
You got a hell of a view. I pay $2,700 a month for a studio apartment right now.
Well, where you live?
I'm over here on the east side.
In Little Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm downtown. Well, I'm on Broadway.
Broadway? Yeah, I know where that's at.
Paris Tower, yeah.
The
ghetto. I love the ghetto, man. I used to live in the suburbs. My husband was CEO of Pinnacle Point, and I was a nurse. And I had a 5,000 square foot house, 3 cars in the garage, a nanny, a housekeeper. I'd rather be right here with Jesus' people. The ones that have to call him 10 times a day, we're tethered closer to him, honey. We're his people. He'd be here, not with the Trumpsters, believe me.
With the, you say the Trumps?
Yeah, the haves. I'm right next to the governor's mansion. I go by Sarah Huckabee Sanders' place all the time. Can I have your trash, please? I know you want to give the poor anything. I mean, can I have some more, like Oliver? There's no more. May I please have your trash, Sarah?
Right, right, because you know, being governor and like who her dad is and stuff, you know, like her garbage is still like
no,
you know, top notch stuff.
No, being Trump cabinet member and QAnon conspiracist and a mouthpiece for that agenda, and that's what, she didn't have cancer. She's so fucked up. Look at her eyes. She's either on psych meds or needs to be. They wanted her out of the media. They didn't want her being interviewed.
I'm just sad that he's gonna get back into office here in a couple of years. You know.
No, he's not. Oh. They're indicting him. They're arresting him this week, honey.
Oh, I haven't been. Well, no, because I don't have enough money. I'm paying $2,700 for a studio apartment. I can't even afford TV.
Well, I have a government phone, and I read the news. I read local, national, international news, science and technology, about 3 hours a day every morning.
I usually read Huffington Post. Is usually what I go to.
Yeah, he's going to be. Well, I read non-corporate and corporate-sponsored news. I gather my own facts and come up with my own fucking reality because these propaganda swilling pigs are going to try to sway you. But I'm furthering my agenda today. No one else.
What do you think about the young Turks? You get down with them?
Well, he should be. Listen, he's supposed to be indicted like Tuesday. And arrested this week.
Ooh. Now you're just trying to turn me on over there is all you're doing.
No, listen, I'm telling you, he's going to die in a federal prison, crying with his thumb in his mouth in a corner because nobody cut the crust off his bread. Fucking pig.
Yeah, I just didn't like the. I can't get on the same level as that guy. You know the way he treats women and stuff, and he wants to take away their reproduction.
Are you kidding me?
He's
a fucking moron. He's a mouthpiece for the fucking agenda, big pharma and the fucking. Let's just say the conservative pseudo-Christian. They're about as Christian as a devil's big fucking toe.
Oh, the thoughts and prayers crowd?
Yeah, that bitch. And it's Trump conspiracy QAnon bitches.
You know,
I don't know how they can be in the same dimension that I'm in, man. I think we have a dimensional shift.
Right?
Einstein was right. There's wormholes and we're... There's polar opposites in my reality. So
I mean, I support a woman's right to have any amount of abortions
they
that they want
to
have.
They took the right to our bodies away. My daughter went to Afghanistan and fought for our rights. She was platoon sergeant, all 5'3½ of her. Now she's an attorney in South Texas, keeping brown people out of internment camps. We don't lay down for anybody.
Let me ask you, how many abortions do you think is too many abortions? For one person
to have. Someone else, that's not my business. That's that individual's business, and I stay out in my lane when it comes to people's right to their
Did you hear the Congress this week was...
It's the right to choice, not the right to abortion.
Right.
The right to have our bodies. Listen, my mother had 8 children. My real father would not allow her to have a tubal ligation. She almost died when she had my baby sister. She had to have his fucking permission. She knew her body. Dr. Andresen knew her body, but he had the right to tell her she couldn't. It's fucking bullshit, and the oppression has to stop. You know, it's also tied to the right to choose in this state. They're taking women's vote away. They're very close to doing it. And if they don't think the whole world show up and burn this bitch down, they will. My daughter went to Afghanistan. She's my hero.
Untraceable. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's probably them listening to me. I'm on every watch list there is. Fuck them.
Oh, you're on the watch list too?
I'm on every watch list.
I can't fly.
Interpol, CIA, FBI, Department of Justice, because I'm a patriot.
Sleeping time is this you.
Because I don't lay down, and because I called Governor Hutchinson, and I said, look, slavery's over, chattel chained or otherwise. We the people, by the people, for the people. You work for us. You ain't flipping it on me. I said, I got a fuel tank. You can go slap up your ass and get the capital, the revenue office, and little Heidi DEA, because he's ex-DEA.
Yeah, well, did you see, I was reading something online about Congress this week. They're the GOP, you know, because they control the Congress right now. They're trying to pass through.
They're trying to pass through
a limit of 3 abortions per woman in this country. They're trying to put it
through. Yeah, tell them to fucking eat my dick. It's not going to happen. It may happen temporarily. But this is all ordained.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell needs to hear that. Mitch McConnell needs to eat some dicks.
It's all ordained. It has to go down this way. So I'm not fucked up. I've been praying for it, so.
Yeah, like, I prefer the term kiss my pussy. It's like, that's the one I like to tell people.
Yeah, kiss my dick, because I ain't got one. That's called
Right, and I don't have a pussy, so I say kiss my pussy.
I don't understand them, and they don't understand me, and if I ever do, cut my fucking throat, please.
No, that's not right.
Look, I'm their worst nightmare. A liberal, educated, dog-mouthed woman, Catholic from New Orleans.
Oh, Catholic, did you...
This is my bio, and I'm on a fucking watch list. Are you kidding me?
Did you do anything on St. Patrick's Day yesterday?
No, it's my baby son's birthday. I really didn't want to talk about that, but...
Okay, well, we don't have to.
I ran errands, and I went and visited a friend over in Sherwood.
Oh.
And hung out, did some laundry.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody else was out getting drunk, being drunkards?
I don't really drink anymore. I drank one beer the other day and got drunk. I try to keep my tolerance to all things in the minimum. I keep telling these people. I did it myself. I beat my head against that wall for 54 years, then the veil was lifted. But I try to tell them, all things in moderation, grasshopper. You can do anything in this world you want, but fucking have some decorum, for God's sake.
Right.
Google that word if you don't know what it is, since y'all don't read anymore.
Decorum? Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah. Hello?
Oh
my God, somebody is like legit on this line. Like, I keep hearing somebody screaming like extremely loud.
I just heard a cha-ching. I just heard something go cha-ching. Are we on the air? Is this a talk show or something?
I wish I had some talk show money. Then I would, like, I scrimp and save for the $2,700 every month. I've got about $3,700.
I had a studio right here, a couple blocks on Spring Street, right, a couple blocks from here for $400 a month. Why are you paying that much?
Well, it's because I told them about my past. I did do a few years in prison.
So they feel like they can extort me
because they actually spoke to my PO.
No, listen. You teach people how to treat you in this world, honey, all day.
But that's the problem is they talked to my PO, and my PO told them my whole rap sheet.
So what? Look, more than half of these individuals in your state under 60 years old are felons and on parole.
Yeah.
It's privatized. They have no stake in getting people out of it. If they didn't rent to people, that's bullshit. And I don't want to be anywhere that won't rent to me, man. Jesus was all inclusive. Fuck these exclusive bitches.
We had a big party. My one friend, he just got off of parole. Off of probation. He didn't.
My ex went in six times. I don't know what's wrong with you people. I wouldn't get in the car, let alone go to court and fucking prison for six times. I'd be on the other end of the planet. They already know if they come at me, they better come hard because I ain't getting locked down the end of my life for what Big Pharma does every fucking day. Fuck that.
Yeah, my doctor tries to give me all kinds of pills to take, and I'm just real wary of it.
Well, I passed those meds as a psych nurse for years, and I'm very sorry for it. I'll medicate myself what God gives us, which on this planet. And the Big Pharma's not going to lobotomize me and then take control of my life. I already know what they're about. The domestication of man, honey. And I ain't going. I was born free, and I'm dying.
Why have you never run for office? Or have you? Or have you? Maybe I'm making assumptions.
I said, I'm still living. I might. Right now, I'm committed to something a little bit bigger than politics of this stupid ass physical realm.
Yeah.
There's a place called Centers. It deals with addiction and psychiatric problems. That's not my issue. But this woman, Krista, there, she has an outreach program for homeless people. I was in the woods for a year and a half, almost died. She paid my rent and my deposit. She bought me a set of pots. She bought me everything. This woman is my hero. And I just wrote a letter of gratitude to her and vowed, committed to take up her cause to help my fellow men and women, sisters and brothers out here that are invisible 90% of the time to the world, the homeless, the downtrodden, the people that need a hand and want a hand out. She changed my life and saved my life. So I am committed to that now.
That's good to hear. Holy. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody has a purpose, whether they've found it yet or not. Maybe they're just not aware that there's a purpose.
Jesus said, and I'm paraphrasing, love each other as I loved you. There are a lot of imposters around this place. They call themselves Christians, evangelicals. They're evil as fuck, honey. So is their agenda. They're imposters.
Right,
they talk
right.
about it in the Bible.
Well, yeah, they always hide behind the Bible. And
well, you see, I went to Catholic school my whole life, convent for nursing school again. Worked at the state hospital. They ain't getting dicked by me. I'm a real Christian because I walk it. I don't just talk it. And this is a church. It's not in a building. And how you treat your brothers and sisters, honey, he's watching. He ain't mad. He ain't too happy with you victimizing his innocence. The women, children, the elderly, the ones as a society we have a covenant to protect. The very institutions that were made, that were designed to protect him are now victimizing him, let alone the thugs in the fucking street. Fuck y'all. He ain't happy. And if I catch you with my own eyes, you ain't human anymore. You reprobate minded. Look in the Bible. Walked away from God's grace to chase the seven deadlies.
This line is being
so I consider you a...
What? Did you hear that?
No heart, no soul. Dark shadow people working for the dark army. Because he up there is either of us or down there. And you may not even know it. You may be a minion of, for the devil. Take a side, baby.
Did, what was that?
I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not a holy roller. But I know who I am. A child of God, not a hand. My head is wrong and no weapon taken
did
against
you,
me shall prosper.
Did you hear something about monitoring enabled?
Monitoring what?
I thought I heard a voice say monitoring enabled.
I don't care. Are you listening, motherfuckers? Good. Listen to me. Slavery's over, chattel chained or otherwise. Jesus, as far as I know, is all inclusive. And y'all got a fucked up way of fucking praising the Lord, you fucking agenda motherfuckers. You know who I'm talking
monitoring
about.
Monitoring active.
That agenda.
Monitoring active.
What? If they're listening, I'm giving some to listen
I think
to.
They are. Yeah.
You
got
to catch me, though. I ain't doing nothing but my freedom of speech right. You're gonna enforce my civil and constitutional rights. I demand it, and I won't lay down. So if y'all want a ruckus, y'all don't want no Michelle ruckus guaranteed. That's white girl for tear this whole bitch down. If you want to go, I'm ready for war any moment. Revolution, spiritual and physical, is necessary right now. Y'all representing corporate America's interests, therefore taxation without representation. And guess what? Guess what happened last time that happened? The Revolutionary War.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
I hear
porn in the back?
Yeah.
Just hang up and call me back.
All right, let me call you back. God damn. No, I ain't calling you back. We'll talk for another fucking hour. God damn.
Dude, I love her. Who was that, man? She
I don't
was cool
know,
as
random
fuck.
Number. I had no info on her. Like, literally, the whole dating angle materialized out of nowhere. Like, she fucking legit thought
Did
I was somebody that I was
have
talking
a name?
To. She said her name, but no, I didn't even have that.
I thought I heard it.
She said her name. She said her name several times. I just wasn't fucking paying attention.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I heard it.
Hello. Connie.
Hello.
Oh, I was looking for Connie. You sound like a man.
Oh, hold on.
All right.
Hello, this is Connie.
Hi, Connie. This is Dwight calling from Dish Network. Understand that you're having some service issues.
It wasn't actually service. I had some questions, but nobody could answer them.
Oh, you're in luck. That's my specialty.
And you're calling me at 11:14 at night.
Well, I am in the Hawaii call center, and I do realize daylight savings time has occurred, and the hours are a little iffy.
Okay, you're calling from Dish Network?
Yes, from the Honolulu call center.
Okay. Well, this is Dish Network's underneath my name.
Okay. I assume that the account is in association with the telephone number that I've dialed?
Yes.
All right. And let me pull this up here. Is the last name Boyd?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Let me go ahead and finish pulling up the entire account here. And I'll be ready to answer any question that you have. All right. Here we go. We got John. John. All right. All right. And what questions did we have that we need answering tonight?
Okay.
It's not under John either. It's Harry.
Oh, under Harry. Okay. I see an account with John as well. I'm sorry. I'm seeing multiple lists here. All right. And this is over in Mineral.
Yes.
All
correct.
Right. Great. I got the correct account up. All right. Go ahead with your questions.
Okay. Now, Dish Network says they had a cyber attack on their system.
Okay, that was a question.
Okay. Now, the account numbers under my name, just what access did they get to my name?
Okay, so it was, so you're wondering what type of personal information was compromised during the attack.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, they've given us a script of what we're supposed to say. I'm going to go outside of the script and just let you know the Social Security numbers were compromised. They want us to tell you that they wanted us to tell you that it was just account numbers, first and last name, and how long you've been a customer. Social Security numbers were taken. They're physically out of our system right now.
Yeah. Well, now, okay, now I got a statement in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why was that sent out?
A statement, like a billing statement, or a statement on the cyber attack?
Billing statement.
Billing statement.
Okay. So you received your, was it supposed to be paperless, but you received a paper bill?
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right.
And it changed the date from one date to the next date, and it had on the statement.
What it is because we did sustain some financial losses when the cyber attack happened. And so what we tried to do on a couple of, not everybody, but on a few older citizens, I'm using, quotes, older citizens. Hello? They're back on the line again. I'm sorry. Give me a moment. I'm trying to secure the line. We're under attack again. Give me a moment. Secure line. Secure line 3. All right, line is secure. What we had tried to do to get back some of that monetary losses is we tried to double dip on a couple of the older citizens or customers, as it is. And so
why
that,
would you try to double dip
people? I didn't. It was actually issued. It was a command. It was a by the CEO. And it kind of just trickled down. It's nothing that I actually did, but I do have to answer for it because there's a lot of
people. Well, that's just immoral.
I agree. They're really sipping on the immoral juices up there.
Why would you call here at this time of night if you were legit?
Another thing, why did I get a call today for my provider, my TV provider,
right,
that they received my check? And my check wasn't signed.
Okay, you were saying we received your check, but you had not signed it, or we're saying that you didn't sign it. We caught it.
I got a call this morning saying,
Harry, don't give this guy any more information. I don't believe he's legit. I think he's a scammer right along with the rest of them.
Ma'am, if you would just go sit down and chew an aspirin while I deal with Harry. I think we can actually get
some. Well, you know what? Asswipe,
you need to take and sit down and
I am sitting.
Dish Network needs to call me.
Eric Carlson has issued a directive for me to contact people and to solve their problems.
Well, then they need to contact me by letter.
We don't send letters anymore. I don't know if you've heard of this. We don't teletype anymore.
You didn't send a fucking statement in mail before either.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, you now did.
Yeah. I'm not sure what...
This guy's not legit, Harry.
So you got the letter, but you're saying you didn't get the letter.
What letter did I get? I got a statement.
You got a statement, right, a billing statement.
Yeah. And it wasn't supposed to be a billing statement.
Right.
And I ignored it.
You snorted it.
Because they changed my billing time from another time.
So we changed dates on you.
And then I took... And I wondered why this wasn't taken out of my account. I contact Dish, wondering what's going on.
Right.
They tell me they have a cyber attack.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Okay?
Right.
Now, after they say they're taken out of my account, that the cyber attack didn't affect me at all, they turn around, I get a call this morning and saying the check I sent them wasn't signed.
Okay, so we received
and
your payment.
And I said, well, I can't believe the check that I sent you wasn't signed. My name and address should be on the check, so send me the fucking check back.
Okay.
And they hung up on me.
Oh, okay. So you want the check back because it wasn't signed? Because you don't want a check just floating around out there if it's not being.
No,
you know.
I never fucking sent a check.
Oh, you never sent a check? I'm all kinds of confused here. You're saying that you sent a check, you
Harry,
didn't sign?
All right, sir. You need to get off of here. I'll call Dish.
You need to go stop being a drunkard, sir, okay? I'm just trying to do my job.
He's an ass.
Excuse me, ma'am?
An ass.
Ma'am, watch your tone.
You watch your tone.
Ma'am, you're
providing a service for us. We're not providing a service for you.
Well, ma'am, you're cussing at me, miss. Can I call you Constance?
No, you cannot.
Well, what pronouns would you prefer that I call you?
I prefer you don't call me anything.
Well, I have to call you something.
I'll call you.
You know what, sir? You can fucking suck my dick.
Sir? That is very unprofessional. That's the second time I've been told to suck a dick tonight.
Well, maybe you should think about that, bud.
Maybe you should go clam up in the toilet.
You're nothing but a scammer, too.
Connie, get Harry's ass back on the line. Connie. Get Harold.
Hang up, Audie.
Get Harold's ass back on this line now.
Hello.
Hi, Harry. It's Dish Network again. We got disconnected.
Okay. No, just what do you want?
Well, I would prefer not to tell Connie or Constance, whichever pronoun she goes by, about the adult leaked, the adult purchases.
I can't even hardly hear.
The adult
right
purchases
now.
that you bought on Dish Network, the pornography.
What?
Do you remember purchasing big black pussy pumpers on pay-per-view?
On pay-per-view, what did I take and purchase?
You purchased big black pussy pumpers and Cream Street 3.
No, I did not.
You masturbated to African-American pornography, sir.
What?
You masturbated to black women.
No, I did not.
You did too.
You are a fucking scammer.
You masturbated to black women.
You know what? You can quit fucking calling me because you're nothing but a fucking scammer.
You pulled out your pecker and you're like, yeah, yeah.
Better swallow, buddy, because can't understand what you're saying with that dick in your mouth.
Hey, I'll suck a dick if I want. It's America.
Who'd have him?
Your daughter. Your daughter would.
I don't have a daughter, so there you go, buddy.
That's right, because I turned her into a man.
You know, you're a scammer.
I am not. What am I scamming you? Tell Harry to quit fucking around with that other extension. I'm trying to have a conversation. I'm tired of all the clicking. Connie, call me back. Me and you can talk sex to one another while Harry's gone. Let's talk sex about Dish Network, Big Sex Network.
Oh, yeah, you can talk sex with her about this network.
Yeah, I want to tell her about how big my satellite is.
What do you want to talk sex with me about?
Yeah, I want to tell her how big my satellite is.
Yeah?
Yeah. My satellite's so big and round. I got the Dish 1000 satellite in my pants.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I'm like, it's so long and it shoots three satellites. I can make her orgasm quicker than you. My transmitter is so big, I can make Connie orgasm quicker than you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, Oh, my pecker runs, it runs 5 gigahertz. How big is your pecker? How big is your transmitter, Harry?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, that's why I asked. Now tell me, Harry, how big is that transmitter?
Yeah. How big's yours?
I told you, it's a 5 gigahertz.
What?
It's 5 gigahertz.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mine runs so big, I could have sent Marty back to the future. Like, I'm like Doc Brown over here, yeah.
Okay.
How much you drink tonight? You still celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
No, I'm not still celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Are you drunk?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm drinking at work. I got some old duels. I got some green old duels.
Oh, you do?
I do. Why you say it like that? I can drink at work and handle you, you old pensioner.
What?
You're an old pensioner, son of a bitch. Call it. Let's call it back. Yep, those bots are available on immoralhole.com.
Hello?
Harry, I took the charges off. You indeed didn't masturbate to black women. I took the charges away.
Well, I don't know what charges you're talking about.
The porn over on, you know, in the 500 channels, you know, where the pay-per-view and the porn is?
I never even go off of the basic channel.
Grab your remote.
You're nothing but a fucking scammer.
Get your remote and hit the guide button real quick. I'll guide you through it on how to order porn.
Oh, I ain't hitting the remote for nothing.
Hit the guide button. Hit the guide button, Harry.
No, I'm not hitting the guide button.
Hit the guide button and then hit 500.
No, I'm not hitting the guide button and hitting 500.
Hit the guide button and then hit 500.
Well, why do I want to hit the guide button and hit 500?
I'll show you. There's naked women to be seen.
Well, I'm not interested in naked women.
Naked lemons?
What?
Naked lemons.
I am not interested in naked women.
Okay, well, there's naked men on there, too, and there's horses.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's big horses with dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're sounding a little more excited, Harry. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're excited. I could tell.
Oh yeah, I'm real excited.
The octave in your voice went high. It went to a +3.
Oh, you know what?
What?
You are a scammer and a half.
How am I scamming? What am I scamming you out of? What have I tried to take from you?
You just keep talking about sex.
No. Well, your wife started it. She told me to suck her dick.
Oh, my wife started it?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't even fucking married, you asshole.
Okay, well, the hussy.
That's how much you know
hussy. The hussy that's in the house with you.
Oh, the hussy.
Yeah.
Well, that hussy isn't a hussy, you motherfucker.
She a harlot? Hello.
Hello.
Is this Cameron?
Who?
Are you Cameron?
No, who's this?
Oh, my name is Dwight. I'm Big American. Do you change the mileage on my car? Asshole you.
What?
I'm from America. I got a car and you changed the mileage. You rolled the mileage back. Why are you such an asshole?
Who are you? What car are you talking about?
The car. I'm in America. I got the car. I got the Honda Civic. It's blue.
Okay. I don't know who you are. What are you talking about?
You know mileage?
Honestly.
You know numbers?
Yes, yeah. But let me tell you one thing, yeah? I'm sleeping right now. I don't care.
I don't care.
But listen.
I don't care.
Listen. Fuck you. Fuck your sister. Fuck your mother. Good night.
Tari Maki Chut. That's a way to sign off. Fuck your mother. Fuck your sister. Good night.
Fuck everyone.
Everybody, fuck and good night.
Hello.
Hey, is that Teresa?
Yeah.
Hey. So I'm calling from Verizon. Understand that you're having a problem setting up your auto pay.
I got it fixed.
You got
so
it
fixed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was it too much trouble to get it fixed?
Well, it was a pain, yeah. Okay. But mostly because I share the account with my daughter and whatever more of us change passwords and
right.
I don't know my PIN and all that. It's just a hassle.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'm
well,
good.
Let me just, I'm going to mark it down real quick here that that we spoke. Okay. And let me see. Let me get the type in here. We've spoken. The auto pay has been set up properly. And let's see here.
I managed to do it myself on the computer, finally.
She did it herself on her PC. All right. Let me go ahead and apply the $25 technical support fee. And it looks like we're all set.
Okay.
So.
Is that a fee you're erasing or I'm getting charged?
No, no. I'm charging it right now because I made the telephone call and helped you out. So we're going to just.
That's bullshit.
I'm sorry. Why is that?
Why should you call me in the middle of the night and charge me a fee because you called me?
Well, if we don't charge something, then I'm essentially doing my job for free, and that's slavery. So let me put this there. Let me do a little. Let me print this out. So we have
ridiculous.
I'm putting a hard copy on the paper. Give me just a second.
I talked to three different reps.
Yep.
Two of whom were helpful. The third who wasn't.
Third was not. Okay. Do you remember the third? Do you remember the third rep's name?
Do you know what time it is, sir? Do you know what time it is here in Minnesota?
In Minnesota? No, here in Hawaii, I know exactly the time.
It's 11:10 at night.
It is 6:10 p.m. here in Honolulu.
Why are you calling me at 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday?
Well, it's only 10 after 6 here in Honolulu.
I cured something myself, and now you're going to charge me $25.
Well, unless you believe in slavery, ma'am, I think you would be okay with this fee.
It's not okay with the fee.
What are you talking about?
You didn't do...
No, that wasn't Harry. This was someone else. This is another slosh Harry. It's the Night of Harry's. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, looking for Shantae.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Dwight. I'm calling about the makeup that you did on my daughter.
Makeup daughter?
Yeah. Daughter.
Look something?
Yeah, no, you did a makeup. You did a makeup on my daughter.
Oh, hold on one second. I'm sorry.
All right.
This lady.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. So I was calling about a makeup session that was done with my daughter.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out at what point you should have stopped because she looks like a tramp.
This got to be a prank.
No, my daughter came home without my permission. I mean, she earns her own money, so what she does with it is fine. But when you make my 15-year-old daughter look like the way she is, because you're bringing a lot of attention to her, and, I mean, she already gets the most unwanted attention because she's fat, she's overweight. And the problem is now she's getting more attention, and it's taking damage to her self-esteem.
Joke. Really?
Yes. And so I'm just trying to figure out, did she approach you? Did you did you hand her like a pamphlet? Did she see a flyer?
What's her name?
Her name is Sarah. With an
Sarah
A.
What?
With an A, no H. Johnson.
Sarah what?
Johnson. Johnson.
When did she get her makeup done?
Well, she came home looking like this 2 days back. So it would have been on Thursday.
2 days ago?
Yeah, on Thursday. And then I just found like this little pamphlet in her room, and it's the only one that I've been able to find. So I assume that you would have been the one to do it because they don't do this type of work at Sears anymore.
Oh, okay. So you must be mistaken. I haven't done makeup actually.
You haven't done makeup on a 15-year-old white girl named Sarah?
No. Okay. And I haven't done makeup in like a week, and I also don't have pamphlets. So
no pamphlets, no flyers. Do you advertise on Facebook?
No. I do, but you I don't do? Post my telephone number.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm a little bit of a phone hacker, and I found your phone number. She didn't provide it.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, you have the wrong person.
Can you tell that hyena, that fucking hyena in the back, to please calm down while we're talking?
Okay.
So, like, well, I just needed her to calm down because I can't hear with her cackling.
Right.
She's a cackling bitch, and she probably wears high knee socks. She doesn't even know how to wear low socks, the ankle socks, because she's a bitch.
Yeah, right.
She probably looks like one of those juggalos. Probably does juggalo makeup and looks like a clown. You're trying to make my daughter look like the way she does. How's she ever supposed to get a man to take care of her when she gets older?
I don't know. You said she was fat, so you tell me how she was gonna get a man to take care of her.
Yeah, but now you made her look like that fat guy, like John Leguizamo in the movie Spawn.
Well, damn.
Yeah, she looks like the fat clown from Spawn.
No, girl, ain't nobody talking about you. He's talking about his own daughter.
No, why is somebody self-conscious back there?
Yeah, we're all self-conscious.
Well, who's the one back there that's in a hissy fit?
Her name is Deanna.
Okay, well, tell her to go pay her Boost Mobile bill and stay the fuck out of it.
She actually has Verizon.
She does not. I work for Verizon, and her credit score is not high enough to be with us.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I'm checking it right now. Tell her to come blow her breath into the phone, and I'll check her credit score.
Nah, but for real though, how did you get my number, and what made you want to call me to do a prank call?
Oh, well, because that's what I do on Saturday nights at this time.
Oh, you just like to prank call people?
Well, no, I'm doing it on YouTube right now. I'm doing prank calls.
What are you doing on YouTube though? Let me follow your page.
I'm doing prank calls. That's what I'm doing. That's what I do.
Okay, so you got us on so
what?
Now.
So what is your YouTube channel name?
It is Dwight the Janitor.
The Janitor?
Yeah, Dwight the Janitor.
Dwight the Janitor?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking weak right now.
I'm waving right now. Nobody gave me the number. I found that shit. What are you talking about? I got skills.
You found it where though?
Shit. What was the process? I was on your Facebook page. And then let's see. How did I find it? Oh, hang on. I'll tell you exactly how I found it. Let me run you through the process. Okay. There's your Facebook. Sorry. I found these numbers several hours ago. So I found your Facebook. And I noticed you didn't have your full name in there, like you had your first name and your middle name, but
right
up in the address up in the address bar it has your last name.
Are we on a podcast?
So your last name was up there, right? So then what I did is I'm like, oh man, it doesn't have where she lives or anything. So then you have hang on, I'm explaining it. Then. Okay. You have your makeup artist, the makeup artist page. So I click over there, right? And over there, it has where you're from. It has your address. Well, not your address, but it has your city. So I went to this website, and I punched in your full name, and then I punched in the city and state, and then I made a few educated guesses. I was like, how old do you think she is? And then I popped it up, and there was about four numbers that they gave me, and I the first one I tried, and boom, and there you are.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't play around.
Wow.
Well, actually, I do play around, but.
Well, I mean, you making money. Hmm? You making some money off of these calls. Where's my cut? You get all the likes, but where's my cut?
How much is your fee?
How much is my fee?
Yeah, it's your fee.
I don't know if you can afford that. You said you work at Verizon. I know y'all don't get paid that much.
No, we get bad wages. We get reprimanded when we don't pressure old people into, you know, the top package.
Oh yeah, I already know. I used to work for Asurion. We used to have to do the same thing for Verizon.
Oh shit. Shit. Now I'm gonna get sued. I hung up on her.
Hello.
Hey. Is that Nicole?
Who is this?
Oh, I'm calling from UPS. Apparently you think it's the cool thing, the hip thing to do these days to go onto the social medias and run your little dick sucker. So I was giving you a call.
That what?
I just want to let you know this is not on a recorded line because we don't want any recordings of this. Where do you get off going on social media and talking to shit about us?
Excuse me?
My name is Dwight, calling from UPS. Apparently you think it's the cool thing to go onto social media such as Facebook.
Huh?
Yeah.
And where are you from?
UPS, customer service.
Well, it wasn't UPS. It was the UPS store.
Right, which is with us. It's a part of our network.
No, it is. It's not.
Yes, you were over at the penis store, and you were causing a ruckus.
No, I wasn't causing a ruckus, and it was cleared up. But thank you.
So, did you not slam the door on your way out and hammer your fist on the counter?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Okay. And did you not yell at the male employee in the back to fuck a baby into you?
Nope, I did not.
Okay, let me document this. Because I believe you're a liar, ma'am, to be honest, but I will document your side of the story.
Oh, if this is the way this is going, trust me.
My uncle started this company, ma'am, and let me just tell you this.
That's nice, but I didn't do anything wrong.
Ma'am, you'll be living in the trailer park by the time I'm done with this report. You'll be living in lot 13 when
I'm
done
with... What's your last name, Dwayne?
I'll give you an employee ID number. You will not have my last name because you seem kind of stalkerish.
Interesting. And you're calling me at 10:45 to complain to me about something like this?
Yeah, ma'am. That's when all of the managers are out of the office. They have plausible deniability. They can't be caught up in this. I get paid to do the dirty work, ma'am.
Oh, that's nice, but you know what? I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know where you're getting this from.
Were you not trespassed from the location?
What?
Were you trespassed from the location?
No, I was not.
Okay. Lying bitch.
Where are you getting your information from?
I'm getting it from the account, from the social media team. They wrote up a ticket. They sent it over to me. The manager asked me to handle this off the clock, off hours. It's on an oral report. You're on report.
That's awesome.
All right. She claims this is awesome, so she's reveling in the fact she was trespassed. Let's see here. Okay, and what was awesome about your interaction there, man, making people feel uncomfortable?
No, I would like to know why you're coming at me like this for
ma'am, this is the only way that you people understand where we're coming from.
Do you even know what happened, dude?
Well, I mean...
Do you want to know what happened?
Explain it to me, please. I want to understand.
So, yeah, I printed a label at home, and I went to the store, and I asked, hey, I printed this label at home, and I noticed the house... Like, the building number was not put onto the ticket.
Okay.
I said, will it work?
Right.
And the girl went to ask Lynn, who is a supervisor at the store.
Supervisor.
And Lynn said, no, it won't recognize it. I was like, that's okay. I'm like, I can go home and print a new label. I took my package and I left.
Okay.
I didn't get mad. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't do anything.
All right.
So then I came back, like, an hour and a half later after I got my kid.
Was this before or after you were trespassed?
I wasn't trespassed, dude.
Okay. At what point did the cops come?
There were no cops.
Okay. And you didn't call Lynn a slur at all?
Nope. I didn't call Lynn any names at all.
Okay. All right. Did you raise your voice?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I said, thank you. I took my package and I left.
Right. And
let me ask you this also.
You want to know my story? Can I tell the story and then you can ask the question?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Let's see if you fill in all the blanks.
Okay. So then I came back and there were two girls versus five girls there prior to. And I said, I'm excited that I don't live very far from you guys, that I was able to go home and get this and come back and get this in the mail. And I gave the package to the girl, and she didn't ask me my name. She didn't ask me any questions, actually. She took the package, she scanned it, and she was like, do you want a receipt? And I said, sure. Because I wanted to get the tracking number to the person I was sending it to.
Okay.
And so then I grabbed the receipt and I go out to my vehicle, mm-hmm. and I looked at the receipt to make sure the tracking number was on there.
Right.
Are you listening?
I am listening.
Okay. And then I noticed that the customer name says Krabby Patty on it.
For the customer name.
Yes. And I'm like, what? She didn't even ask me my name. I wasn't rude at all.
But your name's not Patty either, correct? I'm just documenting this.
No, it's not.
It's Nicole. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And then I went in. I know somebody that works at the UPS store here in town.
Right.
And stocked the truck. So I called her and I was like, is it even worth my time calling to complain about this? I was like, she didn't ask my name. She didn't ask me any information about my package. Nothing.
Okay.
And so she's like, no, but it's not worth your time. So I didn't do any further thing there. And I hung up with her and I went in and I just walked in. And I said, what right do you have to put this on this receipt?
Okay.
And she's like, what are you talking about? And I said, you put Krabby Patty in as the customer name. I said, one, you didn't ask me my name. And two, my name is on the package.
Okay.
And then she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I just want you to know, like, this isn't a right thing to do. I do work in customer service. And so, like, I don't understand where this is coming from because I said I wasn't rude. I didn't raise my voice at you earlier. I took my package. It was my mistake. I didn't do anything. I said, and then you come in here and you took my package and you wrote this on my receipt without asking me anything.
All right.
I said, I'm just telling you, this is not right customer service. And if you had cameras in your building, you would be able to go back and notice I didn't do anything out of the call. And I just said, you need training on your customer service if this is how you treat your customers coming in. And I said, I will not be using this building again for UPS. I said, and I will be talking to Lynn about this because this is crap. I'm like, I didn't raise my voice. I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. Saying what probably happened is they've issued this report in a way to maybe cover themselves. Maybe they try to make you appear rude and irate in that way they covered their from putting Krabby Patty on the labeling.
Okay, possibly, but. Within 2 hours of me putting a post up saying, careful if you're using this business because this is how they treat their customers, and I wrote the story out. Within 2 hours, I had an employee message me over Facebook and say, I am so sorry that happened. The tailor, who is the employee that did it to me, is so sorry. She wrote up an apology. She wants to mail it to you. And she asked me if this was my correct address. This other employee did. And then when I woke up in the morning, I had a message from Lynn over Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lynn contacted you personally through Facebook Messenger?
Yes.
All right.
And she apologized for it and said that it will be taken care of today because it was at 7 o'clock. Or 6 o'clock in the morning whenever she messaged me.
Okay.
that she would be talking to Taylor. And then Janelle messaged me again and said that here is Taylor's apology letter, and messaged me it over Facebook. So I don't know what story you got documentation of, but that's exactly what happened.
All right. Yeah. From I apologize. I came at you a little hot in the beginning there.
You came at me extremely hot for no reason.
I just take up for the employees. Like we're a tight knit family here, and so
I know, but I work in customer service, dude. I am not gonna waste my time blowing up at somebody if I was in the wrong.
Yeah,
I didn't
even get to the worst of what they had documented in here. Like, there's a lot of stuff I didn't want to say that was in here.
Do you want me to text you the messages? Because I can totally text you Lynn and Janelle's messages.
Well, we can't take texts through the call center. If we had that ability, I would greatly appreciate that, because then we could go back to them and document it. Because I think it's inappropriate for them to, in the internal documents, a note in here that you pulled down your pants and yelled "kiss my pussy." Like, I feel that that's
what the hell are you talking about?
That's what they. That's why they said they had you trespassed. Is because you.
I was not trespassed. There was no cops. I have no idea what you are talking about.
If you would like, I'll read verbatim what they have in here. It said that you removed your trousers and said "kiss my patty," is what it says.
Is this dealing with Taylor and Lynn?
Lynn, yes.
Are you for real?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, dude, I didn't do any of that.
Okay, because it did document in here that they have been trying to serve you with the papers because the officers came after. And when you were supposed to be trespassed, so you don't currently have a copy of the trespass notice.
Dude, I don't have a trespass. Okay. Like, I'm not forbidden to be in that building. I've never done anything wrong.
Okay. And at no point did you...
You can look at my freaking cop report. I got nothing on me, honey.
Okay. Well, I don't have access to that. I don't know any officers.
Well, you got the wrong person.
In my opinion, they need to be defunded. They're an obsolete... necessity, I guess, in America. But yeah, they did document
it
here.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I mean, they're just saying you exposed yourself and said "kiss my Krabby Patty."
No, I didn't do that. So maybe that was somebody else.
I mean, that would be a very memorable experience. I think it would be hard to.
You can totally go on my Facebook, because my Facebook is live, and I told them, both Lynn and Janelle, I said, if you guys want to have a, like, maybe you should take some words on what was written on my post in my comments, because it's still up there on Facebook. So if you personally want to go search me on Facebook, more power to you, because you can see it, because it's public.
But take in
customer service sucks at your building. That's basically what came up on the 57 comments on my post.
I really wish you would watch your language on this line.
I'm sorry, but you chewed me out, and I didn't do anything wrong, dude. Look at my post. I didn't do anything wrong.
What's with the shakiness of your voice?
I'm pissed.
I mean, your attitude, your attitude alone is kind of lending some truth to what they've documented.
Go for it. I'll go talk to Lynn.
I just searched you as you wished. I found the post, yep. And when I clicked on it, there was nude photos.
No, there's not nude photos on my Facebook page.
Is this a ploy to get me to your OnlyFans, ma'am?
Yeah, I think you got the wrong number, dude.
This isn't Cheryl?
Who?
Cheryl?
No, my name's Nicole.
Oh, my God.
And you've said that.
Yeah, I was supposed to call you next. Oh.
To rip me a new asshole?
No, to apologize.
To apologize.
Yeah. Oh, there is.
Well, now you got double duty to apologize.
There has been a mistake. You didn't sound like the type of person that would expose themselves and say, "kiss my Krabby Patty." I'm just saying. You sounded very nice when we started talking.
Well...
I mean, I am
a very nice person.
I won't
so
even
you
try.
Me off.
I won't even try to apologize. I mean, I won't insult you like that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh my.
So how are you gonna fix this one?
All right, here's what I'm thinking. Next Saturday, what are your plans?
I'm working.
Until what time?
Dude, I don't need to tell you my work schedule.
No, I'm just thinking we can go discuss over a nice steak dinner how we can make this right.
I will not go out with you. Sorry. I am married. I am happily married. That's
I'm not talking about romantically. I'm talking about on a customer service level.
No.
If your husband would like to come, he can sit at another table and watch us as we discuss the customer service aspect of your issues.
We have tickets for the DSU gun raffle that night. No.
See, I can never be with a girl that it's comfortable around firearms.
Dude, what is going on?
If we can just enjoy a nice New York strip steak together, baked potato on the side, with or without sour cream, maybe asparagus.
Nope.
Your husband can sit at the cuck table next to us and watch us enjoy he can have a salad.
For what reason would I do that?
So that we can be better people. I've offended you.
No.
I'm very
sorry. You got a better way to come up with this. You could send me a gift card and I can take my husband out for supper.
To where?
Belfield Rough Rider.
Okay. And what does the average meal for two people cost at that location?
Usually costs us about $115.
What are you... Do you have like a set meal that you use, like you have a go-to meal when you're there?
We usually have the steak there and appetizers.
The steak. Okay. All right. But let me throw this out there, because with the steaks, you do know that's when you're eating meat like that, it's bad for the environment because of all the pollution.
Really?
Right?
You're going to go there now when you were just telling me to go have a New York strip with you?
Yeah, but the New York strip is less pollution. It's less of a carbon footprint.
I'm sorry, but I'm over this conversation.
Okay. Can I take your husband out?
No.
Oh, two gentlemen, does he have to ask to go see friends?
Nope, but you don't sound like somebody we want to hang out with.
All right. Let me document this.
Nicole,
the GOP leader, does not want me near her steak
or
guns.
Excuse me, GOP.
Her labia stinks.
Hello.
Hi, is that Chris?
Hi,
calling from AT&T. How you doing?
Not great.
Cool. I understand you're having some problems. You're over there on social media. Got the old typey types going, huh?
Yo.
All right, well, I'm here to help. What the fuck seems to be your problem? Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you just said.
Oh, I said, what the fuck seems to be your problem? If you need me to speak up, just let me know. I have a voice.
Hello?
Hi, Chris, you hung up. The fuck is your problem?
Your mouth?
Well, I mean... I'm not going to suck your dick, but what's your problem? What do you need for AT&T here?
Recommend somebody with customer service.
Well, I mean, I do excellent customer service. I've been employee of the month the last 2 months running.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Maybe they'll give you a cookie.
Well, no, it comes with my own parking spot, a closer parking spot for the month that I'm employee of the month. I also get a $35 stipend into my check that's additional on top of the amazing salary that I earn here.
Okay. Well,
what can I help you? Thank you once again. I'm moving up in the world. I'm going right up the corporate ladder, up your ass and to the left. What can I help you with here at AT&T?
Yeah, but yet probably just not calling me back.
But I have to do my job, sir. I don't become employee of the month 2 months running if I don't complete the tasks that are set upon me.
Okay. Well, appreciate it. I am a happy customer.
Sir, I have two fingers and I have prostate milkers.
Well, I'm
not gonna
get out.
Hello. Hey, were you showering again?
What?
Were you in the shower again? What happened?
Do what?
Were you? What happened? I tried calling you back several times and I couldn't get back through.
That's who you thought you talking to?
What? I'm talking to Michelle.
Motherfucker.
What? What?
That motherfucker said playing on my goddamn phone. I was, boy.
What are you talking about? I thought we had a love connection.
Look, goddamn, I can't find no address.
I thought you only drank one beer. What the fuck? She was definitely drinking. Yeah, that was her. Do you remember that shit? Talking about she only drinks one beer every now and again because she gets drunk. I think she had that beer. I feel we had a pretty successful fucking show tonight. We
had a rocking show. Yeah, we had quite a few spicy meatballs.
There's not a whole lot of editing that's going to be done to this. Like the calls that didn't answer and stuff, definitely going to be cut out. Stuff that didn't go anywhere. But we had some fairly decent calls tonight.